Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
See y'all, Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black God Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Ki-Woo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up? Make sure you tune in to the Ning account. Sign up, make your own page. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your seat. And I know y'all can tell I'm tickled, because it's always something, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to take on the nickname DJ Hell No, because I'm the wrong one to be behind anybody's switchboard, anybody's equipment, because when shit go wrong, I'm like, okay, it literally would not let me dial in. So I'm working the switchboard from the computer, and I'm on my cell phone. But this is my life. This is why this is a reality radio talk show. First of its fucking kind. Because only here at Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. I'm just tickled down pink. It's tilt for Tuesday, y'all. And what's up, ATL? And me drinking does not have anything to do with the system not calling in. So don't try to say, well, if you wasn't drunk, maybe hell no, it ain't had nothing to do with me drinking. And if that's what you're thinking, then you know how Lil Libra get. I'm going to try to stay cool because my homeboy said I sound like a man today. So after him telling me I sound like a man and I couldn't dial in, well, the system wouldn't dial in, it said it was full. So maybe tonight was a heavy night, I don't know. But we here. I got my cell phone. We're going to try to get this shit going. Hey, Feezy, I see you out there. I mean, save me. I want to be saved. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe, are you on the system too? Maybe you, because you got the system up, and that's why I can't dial in.
Something is wrong. Now, what? I do not know. Anyway, let's move on. I want to say, do my birthdays. My Tad birthday, happy birthday, Speedy, old boy named Change Man, and God's Gift. You know what? I'm going to start deleting these people with these strange names off my page because it doesn't make sense. I want to say happy birthday to my Facebook friends, Carmelita Howard and Tanzanita Blessed Smith. And their name is okay. And, of course, we got my freak Nick ATL, you know, that was J.K. Jones and them. I want to tell them happy birthday. You know, these names get a little different, too. We got Keosha Craddle, Chatella, Shatita, Robinson, Ashley, Jaleesa Russell, Nicole F., Dana, Drew, Darissa Smith, Girl Got Ass, Tansy, Giovanna Price, E.L. Franklin, Josh, Janae Milton, Janelle Cohen, and A. Woods. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday from Hot Talk Radio. Wish you many more. We're going to get it started. Switchboard is looking real good. I guess people are starting to take my advice. And tonight I can't blame y'all. You know what I'm saying? You would not dial in. So, you know, y'all calling in at an early time so y'all can get your spots in and y'all can listen and we can have some damn fun. But in the meantime, before we get started, you know, I have to do my little introduction and my shout-out. Shout-out to the other hosts and the guest co-hosts. We got Joe Hightower, J.D., also known as the Black Clark Kent. He's our fake-ass superhero, but that's between me and you. You know what I'm saying? We got Patrice Fett. We got Joseph Polo, the one. Terrence T., a.k.a. the professor. He's sitting back analyzing everything right now. We got LaShonda Sean, Big Thieves and DJ Swerve, checking in live from the frat house in Jacksonville, Florida. We got DJ Sweet. We got Kanye Black. Shout out to my new husband, Jay-Z. Maine Brown. Maine Brown. You want to look him up? He on Facebook, MAINEBROW. We got married last Thursday. Go back to our previous show. I think it was Thoughts for Thursday. And you can listen and you'll find out how Lady Libra got married. But you know, Lady Libra's a player. So unless he heals, he really don't know what I'm hurting. To our promoters, APEGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaky ATL with J.K. Jones, Hill Found, The Affiliates, MPM, Six Circle Promotion, Twin Productions, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, The Beat, Power Moves. If you need any information about any of our promoters, email us at hottalkradio@gmail.com. On that note, I'm going to let y'all know who we got. You know, we got coming checking in tonight with us. We got Backbone from Dungeon Family. You know, it's all good. I'm really excited. He's going to bring us up to date with everything. We got a big bash coming with him. We're going to party all week with him. That's coming up. You stay tuned to High Top Radio, and we will keep you posted on everything that's going on that we know about in the ATL. Lady Libra is going to take. What the hell is that? What the hell is this? What the? I swear to God. What the hell is this playing and why? You know what? God is good. I'm going on. I'm not going to let this upset me.
I'm in that. I ain't serving nothing but good product. I smoke that raw. hear it on some 17.9. Just the FF on the stage right every time. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
All out of dime, drinking liquid lime, till I'm sideways and leave these suckers from the line. For my time, like 10 till. See him grin with the grill, super clean, see it gleam through the windshield. It's every day like the clock tick. You see the hand-stitched material, working the original interior. I've been a cola, you hear me about this drunk. I step on stage and get the whole place drunk. Always guaranteed fresh, y'all. And I rock the microphone to death, y'all. Yes, I
hold on,
hold the dice, let these down. Then I'm gone, one more shot, no Simone tonight. I shook another 52, now tell me, what do they want to do?
Hey,
I'm still fucking like 5 deuce. With the right dosage, now him. Bust it open, get it smoking, that's him. Sack it up and watch it jump out the gym. Shorty told you what it is when you come through him. This sucker MC, say he looking for me. Tell him, ain't that boy, is you the police? When I put the mic down, they say they found residue. Now the laws wanna charge me with verbal abuse. Blow smoke up out the roof, cause they ain't got no proof. 6-8, skate, get cater.
Ooh. Them boys, too,
I'm saying. Go get that bread, you understand? Man, these suckers think I'm playing.
Man, that boy, hey.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 gray.
Somebody better tell them.
What's up, ATL? I'm back. Peasy?
I'm so here. What's going on? Big Peasy in the building, live from the frat house, Jacksonville, Florida. What's the business?
Can you come up here and save me?
Oh, man, I think my cape in the cleaner.
Huh?
I think my cape in the cleaner.
Okay, because, you know, it's wild in here tonight. The switchboard and, you know, we got to get the segment started tonight. Okay. Let me go ahead and introduce the topic so we can get it started because this is, you know, interesting. But this is my life, you know what I'm saying, and your life too because you're part of it. Today is Tip from Tuesday. We got Backbone from Dungeon Family. He will be in the building tonight with his new singles, and we're going to talk to him, and he's going to be Dr. Backbone tonight, you know what I'm saying. ATL, we at it again. High Top Radio is trying to help the human race. Now, I heard it. People, we have a few questions. Do you know where you stand in your current relationship or situation? Are you happy with the position you have? Topics. How can you tell when you where you stand with your lover? Are you the main attraction or a sideline playmate? These questions are for the women and men. And how can you change the status without hurting feelings? You know, like, say, for instance, you know, you might be the main attraction, but you like, look, you know, I just want to just kick it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, you know, all you got. I want to just be something you stop through, bring a meal to every now and again, and, you know, we do what we do, and you be on your way. How do you fix that without breaking hearts and getting a stalker? You know what I'm saying? It's High Top Radio, and we keep it hot. Anything goes. This is a reality radio show at its best. And we got a new name now. Backbone gave us that we that loud. He said we that loud. I said, well, what does that mean? He said, y'all the hottest thing smoking right now. We that loud. So now when you refer to High Top Radio, I need you to put they that loud. on the end of it. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I want to invite everybody to our Ning pages. If you go to hottopradio.ning.com, you could also get to our online store that I'm in the process of structuring. And you can also get to the radio station all in one place. We got the yachtpartyboys.ning.com. That's with APGME. That's with the Black Clark Kent. It's spelled Yacht Party Boys with a Z.ning.com. Then we have freaknickatl.ning.com. Join our fan page on Facebook, High Talk Radio 3 Words. Hit me at our email for our for the t-shirts that you have seen. We're working on this designing some for the men as well. We're 3 weeks in with our fan page, and we have exactly 742 fans today and counting, and we have 2,000 hits in 1 month. So we're doing it that way.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm tired.
What you tired of?
That was a lot to try to get in and try to stay on time. You know what I'm saying? Provided I started late because the system wouldn't let me dial in. That's why I keep trying to prove to them that this is reality. You know what I'm saying? I never know what the hell is going to damn happen. Like right now, somebody could kick in the door and take advantage of me because the door is unlocked. You know what I'm saying? This is reality.
Did you leave it unlocked on purpose?
Yeah, because I thought you was coming to save me. Or at least my husband.
Oh, he's not there tonight?
No, he's not there. He's not here tonight. He's over the road. But he's listening, I'm sure. So I got to be on my best behavior. And help me remember that I'm married because, you know, I'll forget. Because who's this tonight?
Well, JT? I thought it was JR.
But, I mean, well, maybe it's Jay-Z. I don't know. We got a 904 caller that's got his hand up that wants to say something. Let's see who this is. Because everybody else right now is listening. Those of you all that's listening and you're on the phone line and you want to say something, just hit one. It'll throw a hand up, and I'll know that you need to speak. But right now we're going to see who this call is. Then we're going to go ahead and see what's up. We're back. Phone. 904?
Goddamn real is 904.
What's your name?
Motherfucker. Swerve G checking in live from the frat house, baby. Whole chapter, you know it.
Swerve, I don't know how to do it. Watch this. Watch this, Swerve. Swerve, watch this.
Swerve,
don't you think I swerved on him when Feezy married me last Thursday? Wasn't that a swerve?
Hey, you know what it is. That boy that been certified, you know what I'm saying? I have to do the same thing for me.
But, you know, I know you heard the numbers, and I know you know that I'm doing the show from my phone. But I need to practice doing it from the phone, provided that I got this pole dancing class that I'm going to do live, and we're going to be hosting the show from
You got to practice doing it from the phone or on the phone, because your husband's on the road.
I'm going to practice. I'm going to be on the phone, on the pole at the same time.
Yeah, that's
a good look. Is that a good look?
Let's go ahead and run with both of them.
So that's a good look. You cool with that?
Sounds
cool
like a winner.
That way we got both sides covered just in case.
So, I mean, I'm going to do the pole dancer class while I'm on the phone, hosting Hot Talk Radio. Only Hot Talk Radio can that be done.
Exactly.
So you cool with that?
Loving this shit.
Okay. There it is. It's official. So, I'm glad we're back on time and on schedule. I'm finna, I guess we'll go ahead and get my new man on. That one.
You're going to need a lawyer in a minute. I do that too.
I still go with Danny Mac too.
Oh, you got you a sideline playmate?
Yeah. That's what we're talking
about.
Sounds
like the perfect conversation tonight, then.
Right. I mean, he over the road. What do you? Hold on. If he's over the road, then what do you expect Lady Libra to do? I'm Lady Libra.
I guarantee you, we got a bunch of callers in right now that's in the same situation.
Oh yeah, they on the line. they don't have a hand up yet. They listening. I guess they, you know, trying to. You know how you play double dutch and you stand back and you watch. Then you be like, okay, I'm going to get in. Okay, here I go. You know, I guess it's one of those situations where they're going to listen to how we going and how we conducting everything, how we counseling. Because, you know, you Dr. Swerve and you Dr. Big Feezy and I'm Dr. Lady Libra. And we're going to get Dr. Bat on the phone.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
I like
Back
my nigga
phone.
Dr. Back.
Oh, Dr. Back, bone, skill.
I used to rock with his music back in the day. I like that cat. You know what I'm saying?
So you heard me just play five dudes, four tray. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he knew it or not, but he was shouting me out in that, and I appreciate it. I don't know if you heard him in that saying.
Oh, well, you know, the new song he got, he's going to introduce tonight, he wrote that for me. And y'all going to find out it just in a few minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on another song. Callers, don't go anywhere. Don't panic. While I go ahead and get Dr. Back official.
Yeah, give him a dog ready.
Okay. So everybody take a big, you know, take a breath. And Lady Libra is going to, you know, handle this thing. Even though the system is fucked up tonight, but it's okay.
Some losers, up six, two, y'all chase rappers while we chase. The realest sound sounds hot too. In your face like kabuki. Get caught, don't be no lame rat top back head. Pop some praying with this.
Boys on the air, flush out to this. Girls in the club, flirt out to this. State your name, baby, and get rich to this.
We tell our sideways,
rich to this.
We do 100 on the highway,
rich to this.
Thank God for Friday,
rich to this.
Say,
rich to this.
We tell our sideways.
Dr. Beck.
Hello.
Hey.
What's that in?
I'm catching hell, you know what I'm saying? I need some of my superheroes to fly over here real quick because it's crazy in this motherfucker. When I tried to log on, it wouldn't dial the number, so just know I'm on my cell phone and sitting in front of the switchboard working the computer, but somehow or another, I mean, it's going down. I got you.
Uh-huh.
We finna make this shit happen.
Let's rock and roll. I'm sitting in traffic. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So, what's going on with you? How you doing tonight? You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. I told them that you gave us a new name today. You calling us that loud.
Yeah.
Why you say we're that loud now?
Because y'all the best thing smoking on internet radio, man. You already know.
You know, it makes me feel so good and proud. You know what I'm saying? It really does. It really does.
You know, we folk, man. You are kind of tigers, man. You know what I mean? Lady Libra.
You making me blush. You know what I'm saying? You're making me blush.
Oh, shucks.
But, you know, we got this big-ass party we finna do in 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I think the A needs to go ahead and be prepared themselves, getting it fit together. You know what I'm saying? Making sure they got babysitter arrangements. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let them go in advance. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want nobody to tell. Why they wait so wait till last minute to tell me? Now I ain't got nobody to keep Ray Ray and LaTanya. You know what I'm saying?
You got 2 months to get up for the big birthday extravaganza, man. It's going on the whole weekend, Thursday through Sunday, man. Be prepared, man. We're going to start it off at Opera. We're going to go to Roosters Friday. We'll probably do a little mansion party Saturday. Yacht party Sunday. It's going to be real major that weekend, June 24th through the 27th.
And y'all know how Lady Libra do it. And he done told me to make it sick. Describe how you want me to make it, baby.
Man, it's going to have to be all the way official. Not artificial, all the way official. You feel what
You just want me to just go ham. I got permission to just unleash the dragon and everything else that I got in me.
Yeah, do it like you do it, man. You know, you put on major for this town. You know what I mean? All your events be through the roof, so we might as well make this one an extravaganza as well, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we got a lot of people with their hands up, boo-boo. So we're going to see what they want to say because what they really want, they want to hear Dr. Backbone give them some advice because they got, you know, we got these people out here in these unhappy relationships. They trying to figure out whether they the main attraction or the sideline playmate. Some of them don't even want to be neither one no more.
They're trying to see if they the main feature or sneak preview.
Exactly. So, you know, they don't, because, you know, I keep, you know, this is reality radio at its best. We don't hold nothing back. Anything goes. FCC can't touch us, even if they wanted to. So they got their hands waving. So we're going to take some of these callers and see what's really up with the ATL.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. What's that?
You ready? Let's see what's up.
Okay.
949. Excuse me. 949. You get your background together, baby.
Excuse me. I'm here to help you. Yes, this is 949.
Okay.
What's going on,
949? What's going on, sweetie? This is Sean calling in. Hi, everyone.
What's that? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good.
You're probably drunk.
Okay, we try to see what's on your mind, though. See what's going on this evening. What the deal is, what the real is.
What you want to know? Tell me what you want to know. I'm going to give you what you want to hear.
Tell
me what you want to know, and I'm going to give you what you want to hear.
Why don't you find out if you the sideline or the main attraction? Why don't you find out that? Can I help you out?
I'm here to help, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see which category you fall in, what you feel like you is. You A1 or B2?
Oh, I like to be B1. I'm the B1.
You what?
I'm the
B1. Oh, okay.
I know.
How you know? How you know? How she know, though, babe? Because she may think
sweetie, let me
see.
A
master of disguising now. We can pull a move. It's the A. Pull some move. We slick.
Oh, you might be able to pull a move, but I know what that move is because I'm going to pull one with. Now, which one are you? You be one or be two. Let me know.
Now, I'm solo Joe, so I do, you know what I'm saying? I always tell the truth because I ain't scared of nothing. You know what I mean? So I ain't got no reason to tell no lie. You know what I mean? I can do what I want to do. You feel me?
I've heard
that
so many times.
Why y'all look confused? God. What do you say? I'm sorry. I can't hear. Your phone was breaking up.
Her phone.
I said, why
y'all?
How about you?
You said you heard that several times. I'm just saying you can authentically tell when somebody tells the truth. There's too much other game come along with it, man. You know what I'm talking about? A real gentleman going to do what he do anyway, regardless of, you know what I'm saying? So I handle my business accordingly. If you clicking over, I'm clicking over. If you staying tuned, I'm staying tuned. You know what I mean? You focus, I'm focused. You lying, I'm lying.
Like
ain't no sense in playing, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be for real. You know what I mean? You know, you play these games, you know, when you're 13, 14, like, you're going to be dead serious about it. Tell them, like, I ain't looking for this, I'm looking for that. It's what it is, and this is what it's not. You know what I mean?
I hear you, but a lot of men.
It's critical out here. It's critical, but see, a lot of folks choose to tell a lie because that's the only way they can survive is by lying. So once you say that first lie, you got to keep spreading it on, just like a sandwich. Won't be no good if you just lie your way through the loaf.
So
he's
true.
But
you see
what
he's saying?
I'm here all night. What's that?
High Talk Radio 287, what's up? We got Dr. Backbone on the line, Dr. Sean, and Dr. Lady Libra.
287, where you at?
Oh, I didn't mess. Hold on. This system is slow. 287?
Hello?
Hi, you got Dr. Backbone, you got Dr. Lady Libra, Dr. Sean on the line. What's on your mind?
What's up, Libra? This is Mama Roxy. What it do?
Is always doing something she got no business doing. I can tell you that much.
Good luck.
You got a question for Dr. Backbone?
Yeah. Cognac, you on the phone?
I forgot you got
Backbone in the studio. What is it?
What's going on, boss? You all right? Yeah, I got
Yeah, man.
Now, so we can attack. We can attack now.
Now.
So it's on now. What's happening?
You already know, baby. To the flow.
What's
happening?
What's going on?
They're working, trying to see these girls, trying to keep it official or not. You know what I mean? Trying to see. You know, we talking about. You know, they trying to tell me if they the A1 or the A2. If they the main thing of the tribe, some loose change, you know what I mean?
Trying to see if they don't know.
I don't think they really know when they be loose change. I don't think they really know, dog.
So
what makes a girl loose change? So I need to make sure that I'm the main attraction, because if not, I can get a divorce.
I'm just saying, you already know when you twinkle in the dude eye, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know when you the apple. But I'm just saying, like, if you do things that are unattractive, it ain't always cheating to make a man, you know, not want to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't always got to cheat. He's the only thing that break up relationships.
Okay, okay. Tell me.
You gotta keep a man interested, not only through his, you know, not only sexually, because that ain't gonna keep a man either. Sometimes he don't want to have that for you. He feel like he don't need to disrespect you in that manner.
Uh-huh.
He'll go out and find somebody else that'll do something strange. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he wanna come home, put that image on you like he the best and you the best.
Okay, okay.
Sometimes you gotta just stay focused. As long as you keep it for real, keep it authentic, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? The love will be genuine. But I'm saying, like, when you go to acting crazy, then that's when they find interest in something else. They look for what's missing.
I gotta object.
Okay, we ready.
I gotta object.
Come on.
We gotta think it depends on
the
person's definition. Hello, let me interject real quick. I personally think that it depends on the person's definition of a sideline hoe, sideline nigga, as well as a main man. Now, my definition of a sideline nigga is a nigga on the side who just gets fucked empty-handed. My main man definition is a man who is important in my life or influential in my life. That could be a homeboy. That could be a best
friend.
What kind of woman
that make you, though, if you got two dudes?
But listen, hold on. Let me finish.
Ding,
ding, ding.
Let
me finish. A main man, now to me, now this is, everybody got their own opinion. I'm just saying to me.
Right.
A main man, somebody that's important or influential in my life. But I mean, that could be your homeboy, your best friend, your primary lover, somebody that, like I guess you admire their character or that's significant in your life or whatever. Now, a sideline nigga to me, it could be a person that brings mystery, you know what I'm saying? That's a turn on or an attraction. I like to look at it as being like a forbidden fruit or an addiction, you know what I'm saying? Some sideline niggas, they like to strategize and they like to compromise and that shit is just sexy. And in the game you playing, you know, people love to say, oh, there ain't no rules, but it is rude when you consider your nigga to be a sideline nigga. That's what make it exciting but passionate. And I think the hard part about being with your sideline is that you can become overly emotional or attached and turn it into a, you know, just some drama or whatever the case may be.
That's the thing.
But I think you just have to have an understanding of the game.
Mm.
I just think you got
to
have an understanding of the game. You know what I'm saying?
I believe in true
love. That's my opinion.
Fantasies run out. Infatuations run out. I believe in true love.
No, it's more than infatuation.
I'm going to get a divorce. Can I be with you?
Oh, Lord, come on with it. Come on with it.
I'm just saying, I mean,
like,
you saying, what you saying?
What's that,
boss? I'm trying to find true love, too. And I'm thinking about going ahead and getting a divorce from Jay-Z. What's my husband's name?
Hold on. I'm going to say something, man. Hold up. Now, first of all, everybody hollering true love, unconditional love, main man, sidelines. Dig this, man. This is my personal opinion, since we opinionated on this thing and it's live and direct. I'm going to give it to you like this. I look at it like this, man. If you're looking for love, then you can't have a man in the side. It's either one or the other. It's like this here. If you got a main man and you got a sideline dude, a couple sideline dudes, or whatever you got on the side, whatever they on the side for, you may have a nigga that's on the side to do your nails and your hair every week. You may have a nigga on the side to pay your phone bill. Who knows what this nigga's on the side for? But hell, he's on the side because obviously the nigga that you quote unquote call your main, you ain't fully in love with this dude. You ain't in love with the good and the bad of this guy. You dig what I'm saying? So you get the sideline for that little excitement that dude ain't bringing in. So the question is you really for love or is you looking for fun? You dig what I'm saying? We all human. We do what we do. Shit, we physical, animalistic creatures. So we lust, we desire, we dream, and we fantasize. But it's the real world, baby. Love don't work like that to me, man.
Exactly. That's why I asked her, Charlotte. She trying to fulfill her.
No. See, y'all got it twisted. Ain't nobody saying nothing about falling in love.
No, they said something about falling in love.
All I did was define what a sideline nigga and a main man was now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know the words in my mouth now. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. But Lady Libra, we got Lady Libra. We got Libra and Backbone over here looking for love in all the wrong places. I had to go in here straight faces
okay.
around this motherfucker.
Yeah,
I already know how and where to find it. I know how to find it. That's the thing. You can't find it yourself. It had to be sent to you from a higher source. You understand what I'm saying?
As
long as you look for it, it's going to always evade you. You understand what I'm saying? But when you start selling and finding who you are within you, that's when you attract that to yourself and you won't have to look for it. You understand?
Wow.
You have to be understood with you. You have to have understanding with yourself that you will put up your defenses against all these sideline and sidewinder women that's coming at you for the wrong reason. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you got to be.
But then it is.
I'm listening to you, bro.
He did good. Now, let's not get the women confused because being sidelined ain't always bad now.
You can work through. I had my time while I was out there wilding. I done had my time true enough. But when I got caught slipping, you understand me, I recognized that feeling and I didn't like how I looked in the mirror. I had to reverse.
Yeah, now that's real.
Start respecting the game. You understand?
That's real now.
Young cat, so I had to respect the game. I ain't never been crossed in my life, but when I got crossed, you understand what I'm saying? I had to wake up and realize, hold it, man, this ain't what's happening. So if I'm going to be in a situation, I want the situation to be A1 and beneficial for both parties. So if you got other motives and I got other motives, we might as well go to the clinic, because that's kind of nasty.
But look, then it is now. I'm going to go on straight face right fast. Different strokes for different folks. I say that because now I'm going to have to agree with Mama Watson when she says it's all about bringing down to the understanding. Because real talk, you got people in these swingers clubs, married, loving each other, love everything about each other, and they share each other with other people because that's the connection. The understanding, that's how they love is fired up, you dig? Mm-hmm. So it really just depends on the type of relationship. Like you said, you got to be within yourself. That means
right.
You got to know if you's a nympho, if you's a freak, if you like it like this or like it like that, you got to accept those things because a lot of times the way society built, women scared to accept certain shit. They scared, oh, I'm going to be a hoe if I do this. I'm going to be a slut if I do that. But they buy calling. You dig? They body's calling for certain things, for certain, it's just certain perks about them that they just scared to accept or fail to accept. So you're right. You have to accept self first. And then Mama Rossi, you're right, baby. You have to have an understanding. And only once you get them two together, I feel like, boom, then you can find your love. Because guess what? Your love, your main thing might be just like you. And you hate the shit. You hate it and you love it. You love it and you hate it because that's together. But the thing is, they just like you. You feel me? Well,
okay, so do you have a man or do you have a sideline?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I don't know what I got, man. I'm kind of like in the middle. I'm kind of like in the midst of the madness right now, you dig? Because I don't have a man. The thing I call my main thing, I'm borrowing her. I'm going to keep it real. I'm a sideline play bunny right now. Whatever you want to call it. But I ain't tripping. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a real live, real nigga. So I keep the gutter. I respect her grounds. I respect her situation and shit. But, you know, I can't label her my main because I feel like this. Anytime you dealing with somebody that lays in the bed with a nigga and wakes up in the morning with that same nigga, bruh, you the sideline player. I'ma just keep it all in my grill, man. And it don't matter how far it goes. It just depends on the understanding of the grounds, man. You know, I got a main thing.
Is that enough? At the end of the day, is that enough for you?
Is that enough for who?
You.
Me?
Is it
enough? Oh, man, well.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
well,
honestly,
being,
be realistic about it. Because, I mean, come on, when she got to go home to her husband, you might want her to stay. When she got to go home to her husband, you might want her to stay. So is that enough?
Well, sometimes, a lot of times, no, it ain't enough. I'm going to keep it real. You know, a lot of times it bothers me to let her go. You did?
All right.
But, hey.
Because you got to develop feelings for it, right?
You love them?
I think it goes both ways. I think they have an understanding. I think that, you know, when they together, they in their own world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
no,
it's just the game.
No, because
manipulation of a woman is like this right here.
I can't go home. I gotta play some music. Then we're gonna come back. I gotta check on some other callers. They have their hands up.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got time left in the show to get to the bottom of this.
Hey, wait. Let me say something.
I'm Lady Libra.
Lady Libra.
I want y'all support. She be representing. But I stay in court.
What?
Oh,
my baby
boy.
Mama.
Crazy.
Hello.
You don't respect me. You don't
Hello.
Respect me.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't not, Mama. I ain't not.
Break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sound. This love is a private affair. Interrupt the phone, no, we better not dare. We got to break it all down. In the daytime, I think not. I'd rather do you after school like some homework. Am I getting you in my bedroom?
No.
Cause then we have to stop. I'd rather wait till everyone's fast asleep than do it in the kitchen on a tabletop. Oh. We got to break it all. Special on your mind. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm here to do work, baby. And I want to do it with you. You say you want a slow jam. Then listen up, girl. I want to whisper music in your ear. That'll rock your world. What's my name, love? I'll ask you again and again. Scream, 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 and oh.
my name, baby. This is a secret. Nobody will know. Oh, yeah.
All right, oh. Tia, we back. It's Lady Libra and Dr. Backbone.
Yeah.
What's
that?
Can you work from the studio a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I'm right home, but I'm finna come down there where you at.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
Sam? Sam?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening? Cascade in here, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
Oh, I'm just cooling. What the deal is?
She playing doctor tonight.
Yeah,
she playing doctor.
Are you high?
You ain't on that live, girl. You ain't on that live.
Oh, good. Hey, B, you remember what happened to me last time?
Yeah. It's all good. You can call me Skeet on the radio. You know, we from
the radio. We're going to see the doctor backbone tonight.
Yeah, we
somebody might get
backbone.
Confused.
Hey, you real happened to me last time when I had that
live at
the party.
Yeah, man, but we're going to do it again, though. June 24th through the 27th, baby. We're going to blow it up in a real foolish weekend for my birthday. We're going from Club Opera to Roosters to the Mansion to the Yacht. We're going to do it big that weekend, real big, man. You know what I'm talking about? Cascade Road, Plateau Entertainment Group, Dungeon Family. Yes, sir.
So he been playing doctor tonight, but let's find out what the Dungeon Family got going on with, and we're going to get back to our topic. Callers, I see you. Hold on. Let's listen. Let's have some fun. You know, get everybody in the mood. You know what I'm saying? So relax. We got two more hours to do this if we need to. So it's all good. I see you. I love you. He loves you. But we're gonna talk about everything tonight. You know what I'm saying? So what you got going on with the Dungeon Family?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm just getting ready to put this mixtape out, Concrete Law, to re-up. If you remember my first album, it was called Concrete Law. I guess they ain't get enough for it because it's a classic. So I'm going to give them a mixtape. You know what I mean? The stuff I didn't put on it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to crank these streets back up. Then I'm going to hit them with that Controlled Substance, the album. You know what I'm saying? So they can get them a good Dungeon Family feel. You know, we're going to make it happen real lovely. Then, you know, my brother, Big Boy, finna drop his solo thing July the 6th. So y'all stay tuned. You know what I mean? Andre working, Witch Doctor working. Get him up touring right now. So, you know, we're doing our thing, man. You know, Atlanta Legends just took a little time off, but we back. We back to make it happen, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got that new kid.
He's with Hot Top Radio. He really doing some things with Hot Top Radio. You know what I'm saying? But y'all stay tuned because Hot Top Radio is doing big things with a lot of people. But to be affiliated with Backbone and the Dungeon Family is a great honor. You know what I'm saying? Because they have went places and still in places and going other places, and he's taking us right with them. So, all I can tell y'all is, you know what I'm saying, we that loud.
That fast smoking on internet radio, baby.
You hear that, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about one of your new songs that I got that I want to introduce to the A. You know what I'm saying? Those who know, I see you now, one, two. I ain't forgetting about you. And first, you had
so
the hand up, and you got 10.
You know, you got a whole trap stack of music I gave you, baby. So whatever you play. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be brand new to the people. You got, you know what I mean? Hit the button, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't put it in and distinguish out which song it was. It just says it's new music. So I'm going to play some. We're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because he got some songs on here that, you know, one of them he wrote for me. So hopefully I hit that one first. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So if I hit that one first, then you know, hey, you gonna know it. If not, then he wrote one for us called It Loud. You know what I'm saying? So you know, hey, here it goes. Let's see what we got going on for Backbone.
Mm-hmm. That's a 5-2.
Oh, I hit the wrong one. I hit the wrong one. I hit the wrong one.
That's a classic. We just started over.
What's wrong with this? This is my taste.
Oh yeah.
Hey, there's a precision, bitch.
What you trap? What you trap? What you trap doing? What you trap? What you trap? What you trap doing? What you trap? What you trap doing? You ain't getting money, getting money. Ride clean the whole scene, getting money. What you trap? What you trap? What you trap? What you trap doing?
Nigga, bounce back. Bounce back. Face trap. Face trap. I know they hate. I know they hate. It's motivation. Motivation. I'm money making. I'm money making. I say I'm right, so I'm right. Bet that. Yeah. It's understood. Tell them suckers bet back. Yeah. It's all official. Look, killer girl. Stress that. Yeah. What a performance, baby. Undress that. Still me in them glass, home. Pure D. My partner will scroll. Got a cool recipe. Whoop up the D. What you trap? What you trap doing? You ain't getting money. Ain't getting money. Ride clean the whole scene. What you trap? 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 Get out the way and let me real hustle, hustle. What you trap? What you trap? What you trap? What you trap? To play with, I'm always on display. It's all fair to check a tag. You can catch me in the cut trying to jug at the cash. Hit the club, might blow a couple sacks. In the back of it, blow a couple sacks. Nothing but that pack, some kind of cushion. Shawty shake that ass like she want to give to me. The man, $100,000, get it right this year. Mama, boy, you hold like this. What you trap? What you trap doing? You ain't getting money. You ain't getting money. Ride clean the whole scene. What you trap? What you trap? What you trap? What you trap? Get out the way and let me real hustle, hustle. What you trap? 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 What you
All right, Tia, we're back. So.
Yeah, I'm in. What's happening?
Okay. We got a caller. We're going to bring on and see what's going on with him. He's Derek.
Mm-hmm.
912, Derek.
Hey, what's up?
Derek.
Well, you know.
What's up, Derek?
Cascade. What's up?
Hey, I can't call it. What's up, Kiki?
Lady Libra. Lady Libra.
Okay.
That's what happened when you bring the hood on live. You know, we used to fuck around in the hood, so you know, we call each other by our official. But we on internet radio, so we got a car, you know, go by her rule, according to her rule, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give y'all a shout out for what y'all doing. I think I pulled in tonight, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna show love to you again.
That's right, what's been happening though?
Well, now, Derek, you know me. You say you know me, Derek, right?
Yeah, I know you.
Okay, wait, tell me something I used to do back in the day so I know how I know you.
Oh, I used to ride the motorcycle, you know?
Oh, my God, it's my baby.
Right. You know who this really is, right?
No, let me tell you something. Now, you know, you didn't used to
ride the motorcycle.
Yeah, I was
over
here. Before you, because you ain't nothing about no motorcycle, boo-boo.
Right, you were the leader.
That's right.
But now I'm glad.
Chat on the line. Say, Derek, what's up? What's up, Derek?
What's happening? What's happening?
It's an old neighborhood reunion in this thing.
I ain't
thing,
know nobody no motorcycle, so you good.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, we used to ride some bikes back in the day. I'm so glad I got pulled in with y'all, though.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
so glad, too. You know, we do this here three times a week. And back, and we getting ready to do his party, and we got so much other stuff that's getting ready to jump out, so you got to stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, most definitely, I just want to give a shout-out for exclusive detail, you know, 15-16, Ralph David Abernathy. You know, we don't celebrate the evening with the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a gig over here, so y'all check in.
But you know what? You ain't finna discuss the topic. I want to know how I can tell if I'm the main attraction or the sideline playmate. That's what the topic is. Now, I need you to elaborate on it, because back then I've been breaking it down.
Hey, we just want you to play your part now. We got to have a team. I just need you to play your part now. You know where you stand.
What?
I don't know why I stand.
Hey, man, that man just gave you like it directly here, no? Everybody can't score when they run. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
everybody
man
can put up a number, but they can't score
yeah
when they run. You know what
we
I'm
got to do it together. It's like a team.
It's called an assist. You understand me? Yes,
man. Man, you going down to, I'm going to go down to the you know, they're at the Lakers ball cascade tonight, too. Shout out for them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't believe I was just told to play my position. I mean,
right.
So if I'm the main attraction, don't worry about the sideline playmates.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
That's just on you now. Like, if you, you know what I'm saying, if you cool with this, it can happen like that. But I'm just saying some women can't deal with the fact that you even
right
friends with another woman. You understand what I'm saying? Because
right
it'd be too much. So now if you're going to be, now, if you're going to be focused and understand it's a job to be done, okay, cool. If you're going to respect it, man, he might fuck up every now and then. He might slip. But it's all about how you feel about, you know what I'm saying, y'all situation. You feel me? He ain't going to never disrespect A1 just because, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A1 going to know my place. A1 going to know my place and her position now, you know what I mean? Just do your role. You got an image to keep and a reputation of role. Fulfill that now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this. This is a strange number. Well, it keeps hanging up.
Okay.
It was a 111111. I don't even know how to, what that was, but
that might be
talking
an internet number. It might
oh
be calling from their computer.
Okay, and it keeps dropping the call because every time I try to answer, it hangs up.
Ooh.
I don't think I didn't see him.
I know there was. But y'all gonna be on the phone
with us, man. Let's see if we can get this call. Hello, caller. 111111111.
What's going on? What's up, y'all?
Hi.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
We can hear you.
Y'all can't hear me? Hold on.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can.
How y'all doing? What's going on?
I'm fine. Who's this? Who are you?
I'm Harlem God. Shaq Kim. What's going on?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Oh, wow, New York. Cool.
Okay.
That's a good look. So you're
calling
from
the ACL, though.
Oh, that's fine. That's a problem. We got Dr. Backbone on the line. We got Dr. Fat and Dr. Lady Libra. And I guess Derek has made Dr. tonight. He's still on the line as well. You know, we got a lot of callers, so I'm trying to rotate everybody so everybody can have some fun and be coming back to that loud, hot talk radio. You know what I'm saying? So what is it that you called in for tonight?
I don't know. I just called to tune in. You know, I just called in, say what's up to my man. I've known him for a few years. Actually, somebody put me on to this. I got it off the Twitter thing. And I called and said, what's up to my man? I know he don't know the voice. But when I tell him who I am, I'm pretty sure this whole radio station is going to change.
Well, I know who you is, nigga.
Who is this?
Man, I know who the hell this is. You got your New York accent going on. You with the Deer Eyes, nigga. Deer Eyes, brown eyes, shit. Brown eyes, Deer Eyes, Cash K, Color, whatever, nigga. I know who this is. My nigga, no problem, man. What's happening?
I was the Dog Hot. What's up, my nigga? You know who this is?
Yeah, man. You got your New York accent on real heavy.
Yeah,
I know exactly who it is.
This Ringfield, you know who it is.
Yeah, I know. Gee, I didn't want to call that all out on the internet. I know who this is.
Hey, man, I got to let niggas know. I'm going to tell you why I'm letting niggas know, because I haven't been over there. And I got a daughter over there. I still come through there. You know, I'm doing the music and everything. I still come to Atlanta. I got a daughter over there. And
yeah.
Me and my man, Shiceball, were just talking some shit the other day. And I put
right.
all these niggas on to the niggas in Atlanta, Jamal, I mean, pardon me, back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I put all them niggas on to niggas in ATL. Not everybody up here is trying to act like niggas from my town.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you, man, you know, I got your support, man. You know, I'm still doing the thing. I still support y'all niggas, man. And I like that good music you're doing. And
appreciate it, brother.
I'm doing the knowledge, man. I'm doing the knowledge and shit. You know, I'm listening and checking everything out, but I want to hear what's going on, too. I just got my ears open.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. You know, we go way back, man. Since when, man, you know? It's all
yeah, yo, Jay, when you tell these motherfuckers, because somebody is listening, when you tell these motherfuckers I am from the fucking ATL,
yeah, definitely. So no, that's why I say you got your New York accent going real good this evening.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm, you know. I've been away from Atlanta for a while.
I know it.
Bring your ass up here for 17 years. See what happens.
Oh, yeah, I already know you've been there for a minute. I know who it is. It's my partner, man. Cut school, cut the food. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm just trying to show and prove people on the radio. So pardon me. Let's get back to what we're talking about. So
it's all good.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be nobody's sideline, never. I'm just not going to do it. Zach, I'm not going to be your sideline. And I'm going to let my husband know that I'm not going to be his sideline either. Okay, you play too much, Michael. What's up, JR?
Hey.
Baby, I know you're listening, but it's all good, okay? Don't be mad.
Hey.
What happened?
Yeah. So, go ahead,
big dog. What's going on with you? What's your situation right now? What's happening with you, man? We got to link up, man. You know.
What is this, a reunion on Hot Talk Radio?
No, we can talk about anything. Let's go.
Hey, man,
it's still, right? What's going on up in New York, man? That's where you at, right?
Let me tell you what's going on in New York, okay?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of niggas that want to be like niggas down there, and they're not keeping it original here. So it's like everybody is like trying to be like somebody else.
Wow, man. So the A is hot then, huh?
Yeah, when I say yeah, of course it is. You know, everybody.
Yeah, man, we gotta keep it. You know, my thing, you man, you just keep it 100, man. Keep your A swag going, man, and don't let them change your spot for that.
Hey, man, I brought the A up here. It ain't. That's why you see them down there.
Keep your swag. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, keep your A swag on, man, and they'll be all over you like grits, man.
Hey, man, it's all good, man. I got a birth certificate in Atlanta, so I ain't worried about none of that shit.
I got
one. Stay funny. I got a birth certificate in Atlanta, so I'm not tripping
about that. I know it's a lot of little nice houses up in the NY, man. We might need to come through there, man.
I got something to say about niggas down at ATL too. You know, ATL doing it too, but you know, it's a lot of new niggas down there, man. That's some funny shit.
Hello?
You know.
It's quite a detail blowing up, man. It's quite a detail blowing up in the A, man. 15, 16, Ralph David Evanath. We blowing up.
What's
the
okay.
call?
Okay. Now, once again, it's time for me to
you
get
enough. Okay,
one.
You got any questions for me?
Who is this rude ass? Who is this?
The
couple's
his
ass. I need your ass.
I'm still in the back just listening. You know, excuse me. Still in.
I'm getting ready to play. I can meet him.
Yeah, squeeze it. Still in. What's going on with him?
I'm getting ready to play another song. That's what I'm getting ready to do.
Oh, okay. I ain't know what was happening. I couldn't hear nothing. You let some of these ladies in on the line. What are ladies at? Let the
I'm
ladies
gonna be humble. Did I take this call? Oh, I'm gonna say.
I saw radio. Let me get back to it.
Wait, yeah, let the call these ladies in here.
Mm-hmm.
We got some ladies on the line. Hello.
Okay, this is another ATL.
So, Pat, what you been doing?
I said, shut the hell up. And that's what I mean. I'm going to play a song. And y'all can reunite when I come back.
Hey, hey, whoa, whoa.
That's how I do it. When they don't listen, that's what I have to do.
Man,
bro.
What's that on,
man? Oh, man, I'm just serving this word. I'm trying to see what the deal and the real is, man.
All right, now, yeah, here we go to the next song.
What you finna play now?
I can get you back.
What's up, ATL? I'm back. And it's me and Backbone, Dr. Backbone, Lady Libra. I want to call no. That was the song that he wrote for him.
Exactly. Did you like it, baby? Did you like it?
I love it, darling. I thank you so much. And I wouldn't know what I would do without you.
Oh, man, you know it's my pleasure and honor to be in your life here. I'm here to serve and protect. I'm not 12, but you can't tell. You, I am infatuated by you.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
The motherfucking speaker. Crazy as hell, as you can tell. Be well. A beautiful nightmare. We got a caller, 908. We're going to check on them and see what's up. And I'm going to my boys that's live from the front house in Jacksonville, Florida. So let's see what's up with this caller. Hello, 908?
Who's 908?
I don't know. The system moves kind of slow. 908, are you there? 908? Oh, I think that's my husband. Uh-oh, let me get the Reverend on the line. Phoebe? Phoebe? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This system sucks, I swear. Phoebe?
Yes.
This Phoebe?
Yes, it is. The one and only.
Let me get Swerve on. Swerve.
I'm on him.
Oh,
I'm on him.
Dave on.
You know
what I'm here. I'm
right here. Because I think I'm in trouble.
What happened, y'all?
JC just called. I mean, JC is on the line.
Okay.
I think he's been listening. I think he knows that I'm misbehaving.
Oh, Lord. Man, you know, you guaranteed a little trouble when you're dealing with me, man. That wasn't real.
I think he knows that he's
I am trouble.
Phoebe, say what's up to Backbone.
Backbone, what's happening? What's happening, man? Hey, man, you know, I've been riding concrete law for a minute, man. I just lost my CD about 3 years ago. I had it riding in the Crown Vic beeping.
Yeah, it's on iTunes. Stay tuned, though. I'm finna drop this big CD, man, and give you that concrete law to read up. You understand me? And then I'm finna give you Control Substance the album. So you finna get you a brand new taste of this, man. You know what I mean? Back on the block. We back sagging and service. So you know what it is. Shipping and handling is a must. So we back, baby.
Hey, well, we're gonna definitely put it out down here in Jacksonville, man. We're gonna ride it in the clubs that we be DJing.
And check this out. Why we broadcasting that? You know what I'm talking about? I am doing verses for the low. Get at me on Twitter. Backbone_DF. Holler at me. I'm doing verses for the low right now. I'm on Facebook right now. Facebook.com/Backbone1. I'm doing verses for the very, very low. Right now, get at me. Twitter, Backbone_DF. Holla at me. I got verses for the world.
That's what it do.
I just had to get a little plug in, you know. When I say the low, I mean under a stack, too. So let's trap it out, gentlemen. Let's trap it out, independent.
That's what's up. That's hot.
Just showing love, man, to the folk, man. Just giving back. You know, folk buy records, and then they want to do a song with one of their favorite artists. You understand what I'm saying? And then he come tell them, oh, I need $100,000 for a verse. Nah, man. Those folks spent money on your record. Give some back, man, so they can hear you alongside their favorite artist. You hear yourself alongside your favorite artist. Holler at me, man. I got verses for the low right now. Trapping it out to my birthday.
There it is. And we will be down there for the celebration, too. We're going to be there. Y'all party out.
Yeah, we coming, man. Imagine
I'm going to be so sick. I don't think I'm coming. This is going to be that wild. I can't come.
Damn. We're going to get loose.
Oh, your husband just told you couldn't go?
No, I didn't answer yet. I mean, he's listening. He's still on the queue. I think I'm going to get in trouble.
What happened?
I'm scared.
What happened?
I think he was trying to get through to let you know that you was on the sideline.
That what it was.
The system was full tonight. I mean, the ATL really represented tonight. We had people that I had talked to in, you know, a couple years to call in. It was good to hear from Derek and, you know, to reminisce about my motorcycle days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm a bike rider. I know I don't look like it because I'm too pretty, but, you know, I got some scars to prove it.
Was you a side chick back then?
I've never been a sideline anything, honey. I've always played mainstream. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I understand.
That's right. That's right.
You the quarterback.
Uh-oh. He texted me. Uh-oh. He texted me. He said, oh, he can hear me? No, you're not on. I didn't take you off mute because I'd be trying to keep a certain amount of people talking to a certain amount. Uh-oh, enough tick. Yes. Yes, what? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hot Talk Radio, the first of its kind reality radio talk show. What you get is what you get. Nothing is rehearsed, nothing is scripted. We make it up as we do not go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got Dr. Backbone on the line. We got Dr. Beasley.
What's that new?
Representing Wild Friend of Fred House from Jacksonville, Florida.
That's what it do.
What's
you all in the building.
In the building.
What a lady. I want to hear from some of these ladies. These ladies need to call in, check in, let them know what's happening. You know what I'm talking
about? I miss you too.
Yeah,
please.
They trying to stay mute.
Yeah, they always do that. They always do that. You know what I'm saying? Once you start elaborating on the conversation, they pretty much get their answer, and then we, you know, they do kind of, you know, shaking up about the situation. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, we got to make sure they understand what they heard. You know?
Because it's not a one sided situation. Men play sideline roles as well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Happily so.
Happily? See what I'm saying? This is bullshit. Don't spy no shit, Feezy.
That was swerve, but, I mean, hey, man, I play my part. What you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
So you were playing your part last night when I called you, Feezy?
Hey, look here. Let me tell you something. I told you. I was just trying to get some breakfast. Don't worry about how I get it.
When I call, you answer my phone calls because you know I'm be calling for nothing.
I always call back,
hey,
though.
See, that's exactly
the only thing right now.
You got to know your role. Stepping out of line right now.
So, I mean, Dr. Devon, you telling me that I'm basically Feezy sideline.
Because
the sideline don't get answered all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, the rule should be nobody gets answered all the time. That's the new rule.
One thing about it, man, when you get in this game, ain't no turn signals. You stay in your lane. You get in one lane and you stay there.
Unless your name is Swerve, then you can't stay between the lines.
Yeah, you can't stay between the lines.
Not when you're swerving.
I just swerve, Donald. So I do know that the last song is about Hot Top Radio. Because I played out the other one. So, last song, can you introduce your favorite song?
What'd you say, Ray?
Come on, can you introduce your favorite song? Because I know that this last song is the song that is Wait a minute.
Yeah, this is the one on the mixtape.
Right. Tell ATL about that one.
Oh, they're going to hear that loud. That strong fact. I heard that. Bye-bye. You heard that. That loud. Make sure you hit the right one, though, lately. I know you've been drinking and shit.
I know.
You on that Merlot.
I got it.
You on that goddamn Merlot tipping through her and shit.
That's sad. Everybody know I be drunk. That's sad.
Damn.
That's sad, but my husband, my sister said I gotta stop drinking. So, It's sad that everybody know I be home for shit. But they don't have anything to do with the system because I had Feezy look at the system from Florida and he thought that it was the system and not my alcohol. I mean, no.
See, you got the hiccups, girl. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Hey, Sierra, this is Backbone. His single, That Loud, representing Hot Talk Radio because he says we are that loud, the hottest thing, the baddest
smoking
thing.
Smoking on the internet.
Let's see.
Lead that, Drew.
Yeah. Yeah. What it is? What it is? What no? What no? They hollin', smoke that shit. Fire up that dope. That loud. That loud. 500 pounds. What is that?
What is that?
That Wayney. That's strong,
that's strong.
Roll up,
yeah.
BSOP,
yeah.
Pull up,
yeah.
Oh, that's that thing,
oh, that's that thing.
Show no,
yeah.
Yeah, that's that gas,
yeah.
That super thrash,
yeah.
Stay stupid high,
yeah. High.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You can keep that perk, give me that Irene.
Yeah.
Bust it open,
get it smoke,
get it smoke.
Might bust your chest,
might bust your chest.
It's just that poke,
it's just that
West side,
west side.
Time I smoke some.
East side,
come I smoke some.
Ooh wee,
what that smell?
What's that smell?
That loud,
that loud.
Oh, you can't tell.
That's strong pack,
that's strong pack.
I stirred that,
I heard that.
Bye bye,
bye bye, bye bye.
You heard that?
You wow. Heard
that? That loud.
Strong shit, blow your mind,
blow your back out with
one hit of that pole.
You see that shit,
smell it in the clothes,
they in the club and they know,
oh for sure,
smell it,
that to him,
that what I want,
that what I want,
low,
oh no,
sit home,
lonely,
every day,
we blow them,
lead out,
pocket wopped up,
boy I got the money,
in them true religion and your main goal.
Big stick,
that strong shit,
that strong
here
shit.
Night boy,
Beverly, we on him.
That strong pack,
I serve
that, I serve
that. Bye bye,
bye bye, bye bye.
You heard that?
You wow.
Heard that?
That loud.
You heard it, ATL. That was that loud representing.
I think they heard it around the world. It's yeah. Internet radio. Yeah, that loud, man. That dude sing a lot of the mid-tape features. My homeboy Wayne, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all stay tuned. Concrete Law. You know what I'm saying? The re-up coming real soon, man. Where is the latest at? I'm trying to find some sideline or some main thing. What is the latest at this evening?
Fat and Fat, Sean.
Don't they got some
I'm
questions?
Here.
Some answers?
I am here.
Do we need to fire that loud back up or something? My goodness. What's going on?
They get
I got my opinion on that. I am enjoying myself
on Hot Talk Radio, though. This is a live experience. You know what I'm talking about? So I am going to spread the word every week, you know, let these folks know to tune in and stay tuned in. Because this is what's happening. Because
they're going to need to know where that party going to be and how we doing it. And they got to stay in tune if they want to clown.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be everywhere, man. We're going to tear it up June 24th through the 27th.
stay focused. We're going to be at Opera. We're going to be at Rooster. We're going to be at somebody, somewhere, secret location, Saturday night. Oh, yeah, McLaren reunion there. I'm an 8-year and my 9-year reunion. We ain't got to the 10-year yet. I think we're doing number 8. But we're going to put on real good for the first 8 year we've been out. Yeah, we finna get to it real lovely. You know what I'm talking about? That whole weekend, the 24th through the 27th of June, stay tuned. Be there like God and soul, you can say.
Is that the weekend of Ben Hill weekend?
If it is, we're going to throw that in there, too.
Come on,
we're going to throw it in there.
Oh, Lord. And then to find out that Freaknik ATL, J.K. Jones, is now affiliated with Ben Hill Day. And then we doing this with Backbone. You know, I'm leaving the state because that's going to be too much going on that weekend and that week, that month. It's going to be off the damn train.
Oh, yeah. Then the next weekend, 4th of July, so we ain't going to sleep.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Know what I'm talking
about. I'm being on some no-dos.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be on that loud, though.
Oh,
yeah, that loud.
Yeah. Easy, why you quiet?
What's that?
Why are you quiet? Because you're going to have to just come up here and just stay the whole month because there's going to be so much shit going on. Swerve, you come on up here, too.
Don't worry about it. I already told my job I'm transferring, so you can... I ain't got to leave.
Tell my stuff about Inside Side Radio and anything goes, baby. We transfer jobs. We play no games. You live once. And I tell you, live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be.
Damn, that's fucked up, too.
God, you said me.
Damn. All right, that's how you want to hear that say? It was shit.
Hold up.
Yeah, nigga from the staff is right.
I just want to say, I want to give a shout out to caller 44484. What's up? I see you out there. You know, you don't have your hand up. I don't want to call you in and get you hung up because you don't want to talk. But I just want to acknowledge you and say hello and thank you for calling. Hot Talk Radio, anything goes. See you back here Thursday, same time, same place. Different topic.
They running from the top tonight. The young lady running from me tonight.
Word, nobody want to hear. They said they want to talk. Y'all. Let's see who this is. They said they want to talk. What's up, 4444? I made a mistake in muting them again. I can't see shit, y'all, and my alcohol ain't got nothing to do with it.
Just put the glass down. Put the glass down.
Okay.
Put the glass down.
I'm not
hanging up on
home,
man.
4444. I'm here. Hi.
What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Papa.
Hey.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. What's up, baby? Mom, it's your blessing from KK.
Who this is?
Okay.
I can't hear your phone break. I'm sorry. What'd you say? From Cascade? I heard that part.
This is Lil Classic from Cascade.
Hey, what's happening? You all right?
Yeah. How you doing, Tequila? This is Tarion from Washington.
This who?
Tarion.
Tarion?
Yeah.
It's a reunion this evening.
Hi, Tarion.
Hey, what's going on?
You know that?
What's going on? I just wanted to tell y'all hey, because you shouted me out.
Yeah, we shouted. I call you out. I also see 44447. But what's up, 44447? We got 484 to say something. Maybe you'll get brave enough to say what's up, because the ladies are out there listening. They just won't say nothing. But since Tarion knows
you, come on now. Don't be shy now. This ain't no shy radio station.
We're not shy at all. Anything goes. And welcome, Tarion, because this is your first time listening to Hot Talk Radio.
No, it isn't.
Oh, cool. Oh, so you know how we get down. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so she's been on the side taking it out.
No wonder she didn't want to say that. She was scared of threesome.
I'm like, I'm at work, so happy board, not just get on here, which is because I'm on Facebook. So I was like, let me get on here. This is like my fourth time getting on.
Well, we didn't lie, baby. I know you probably was, you know, hoping that we didn't go to the trapeze tonight or something. But you make sure you join us for that pole dancing class, baby.
What the fuck about the trapeze, baby?
We got to go. What you talking about? Nipolo said he what where else? You know we going? You know we going. There we go.
Are
into
you
the
really?
I'm wearing my Jason mask. I'm seeing a caller. 904-200. I hope that's I want that dude that took me on that mental threesome to call. That's what I want.
Oh, 904-200. I know who that is. That's a dynamic duo.
Is that that one that took me on that threesome?
No, sir, but he will.
Oh. But I have to call him when we ain't on the phone, you know.
Man, you got the same.
Wow, it's been a
but can I get my opinion on this subject, please?
Please. By all
means.
I just want to say, I wouldn't want to be a fine line in the game because I'm a beverage person. I don't like to chill. So that didn't work out very well for me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So.
Babe, I hope you got anything you
want to
say.
I am. I want to see my other side. I do have the side. I have one side. I'm on the other side.
What you said?
Sean.
Hello?
Did I scare anybody
hey.
Off?
Where is Sean? Someone in the background acting a fool right now.
Okay. Sean's background ain't acting messy, okay? Sean had to wait, you know, I had to play my cards, you know. If I say I was going to be a boss hog, I ain't going to boss up to that.
Oh, I wish somebody would say I'm a boss hog. I whoop their ass. That's what I do.
You must be on that cunt yet.
Okay, I should have got him on for real.
I want to say what's up to caller 678-361. I see you out there, but you don't have your hand up. But I want to just welcome you and thank you for tuning in to High Talk Radio. Also, 4444 favorite. Feel free to put your hand up. We'll bring y'all. We'll be gentle with you, baby. We'll be gentle with you. I promise. It's a
liar.
On the first call.
Now, you scared these people in the half
Hey, I ain't scared of
people.
We're going to bring them over and
run
a train on them.
Wow.
Well, High Talk Radio, baby, anything goes. It'll be a straight orgy. Just stay where you at, because we will have an orgy with you.
Oh, they realize this play right now.
Leave that. You haven't already. When you get down with Hot Top Radio, you're going to get a squirter.
I'm going to need y'all to get it together over here.
I'm telling you.
Florb, I missed you.
Oh, man, you know the name coming from the field.
I missed you. I called you that too. You answered the phone. I'm not a sideline. You answered the phone for me.
Hey, baby. You know what I'm saying? We keep talking about that same thing. We keep sliding back over. You keep trying to merge lanes, baby. You got to stay still. Now I'm about to take the wheel.
Okay. Okay. What's Dr. Babb on that?
All right, I'm cool. Looking at these Cleveland Cavaliers about to eliminate Chicago.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? Where the ladies at, man? What are they? They need to click in, man.
They on the line just listening. We can't.
They leave them scared. They scared to say something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna teach them how to work.
I forgot who that was talking earlier. Somebody just got them reasons and shit. We're going to fuck around and scare the girls. They don't want to say shit no more.
I did not scare them. I'm going to treat them gently.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to teach them how to flirt. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what they want to know.
Exactly. So, that's another subject for another day.
I'm always skipping shows. I'm sorry.
Stay tuned for that one.
Did y'all like my song? Get you right, or did y'all like that loud? Which one y'all like best?
I like that loud.
I like that loud.
That loud. Hey, that Wayne here had me staring at the ceiling fan for about 6 hours.
Yeah, right.
I, one time for Wendy, that's my dog. I met him a couple times. He's a cool cat.
Yeah,
cool
man.
Cat.
We got to get into it. We looking for that mixtape, man. You know, somebody's coming real soon, video and everything.
That's going to be the release party, too, for his birthday. It's going to be sleep that weekend. I'm going to go to the now so I can rest up for 2 months from now.
We might well start it off the day.
Also, I'm gonna be taking a couple of the listeners to my cousin's birthday party, which is coming up in May. He's a sports agent for Josh Smith, Dwight Howard, Jabari Smith. So it'll be NBA players at his party. So he told me, you know, cuz, go ahead, you know. Do your little, make a little contest or whatever you want to do and bring a couple of your callers. Of course, High Talk Radio is going to be there. But I'm going to bring a few of the callers to the NBA. Maybe y'all can get y'all an NBA player because I'm going to get me one. But, you know, we ain't going to let my boyfriend, Bat Ball, know. Is he doing the phone? Bat.
I'm here.
No, I said, it's Bat Ball now.
Hey, when you get that NBA player, what role are you gonna be?
I'm
you definitely gonna be on the sideline. Oh, my coach put me in.
I'm telling you.
I'm mad now. Because my cousin is their agent. They can't let me play on the sideline. They got to make me
whatever.
I play so
that's his job. His job is to find the sideline so he don't get in trouble. That's what he get paid to do.
Center court because I'm going to be center court because I don't do sidelines. No. I'm main track
question. I have a question.
We'll take to get you out. What's the question,
babe? What's your question?
I want to know, do guys
sit at
the sideline get with the wife again?
The what now?
Sideline get with the wife again?
You know that the females think that they should get with the main person get.
It depends.
She might even get
about
more.
How deep you
in certain situations, she may get more.
Okay. It depends on what that sideline do. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah, you got different packages for different sidelines.
Okay.
I just like to say, it all depends on what your sideline is there for. You know what I'm saying? You got sidelines for all types of things, like somebody mentioned earlier.
It's a purpose for a sideline?
Oh, yeah, it's always a purpose.
Purposes.
Yeah, everything's a purpose. Everything got a purpose.
I guess I learn something every day. We just get smart on Hot Talk Radio because these people are really enlightened.
Real smart.
Yeah. Because I know now that I'm a mainstream type of female, you know what I'm saying? I'm Lady Leaper. Nobody runs trains on me, gang train. I mean, I don't know. You either do a threesome or nothing else.
All right. AKA the train.
Oh, that's what you're going to tell her? Really?
Congratulations.
I swear, when you get up here, Feezy, that's your ass.
Uh-huh.
When you get up here, that's your ass.
He's out of control.
I play.
Took my training wheels off today. Y'all just watch me. Watch me do it.
I'm Lady Leaver. Nobody handles Lady Leaver like that. My stomach
right,
hurts.
Let them know, baby.
Oh, I love your voice, Daisy. Oh, it could do something to me. Oh, excuse me, I forgot. I'm not.
Girl, you got some more. Hey, you got some more that you own, but I'm on the way.
I can't do right. Something's wrong with me. I mean,
hey. David, ain't nothing wrong with statements like that. Ain't nothing wrong with you. It's all right.
I mean, every time I hear a male voice that's strong, it just seems to stick all over my body.
Man, that's a little.
That's that loud. Wait a minute. I just my audio box. He swerved on me.
Okay, you know it.
Tonight has been a night, y'all.
It surely has.
I want to say what's up to 678-361. I see y'all. I want to say hello to 44587. I want to say, I could break me out and you get listening. That goes back on the call.
Say what?
Back on the phone, baby. I want you to say something, baby. Say something.
Hey, man, I've been waiting on the ladies to call. I ain't got a chance to really get in rap form, but it's all good.
I'm scared, by the way. I'm scared because I told him I was going to hit it.
You called me.
By now, I want everybody.
Yeah, man, you a bully, girl.
Yeah, LL, everybody ain't free, okay?
Dang.
Everybody not free now, okay?
What's their damn problem?
There's beauty. There's poetry. Don't make me do that. And I want to thank those callers for calling me and listening. 447-361-587. We're glad to have you. Want to have you every chance we on air because, you know, with Hot Talk Radio, we that loud. We keep it going. We keep it going. We're not rehearsed. We don't know what the hell's going to be saying next. Somebody say something here.
Play it loud again. Hell no. Play it loud again. Let the world hear that loud again.
Okay, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it for the new callers so they can hear what they hear the song. Callers, backbone, new song. Single. I hope you say something for Hot Talk Radio so that you can keep current with his birthday party. That's going to be a new Mardi Gras. That's how big it's going to be.
All right, let's get to it.
Yeah. What it is?
What it is?
What no?
What no?
They hollering, smoke that shit. Five down.
Baron? Hello? He hung up. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think it just shut off.
What, the sign?
Yeah, so I guess it just ended on this. I want to make sure I end the call. Because sometimes I'll be still talking, and it'll still be recording, but I want to make sure I end this.
Well, it's out of 11, so y'all got a certain time to cut off?
Well, it'll go live for 2 hours. And then it'll still record for an additional hour after that.
Mm-hmm.
And this Skype thing is no joke. I don't play with Skype. I've been recording several times.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I close it out. I don't know.
It's all good.
I'm sure I did. Anyway, you were on my phone, so.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
So thank you, because I know you stayed up late to be here.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you playing that song. All of them.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you sent them to me, a month ago? Well, about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing, so.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in touch with you. When you shut everything down, text me back or something, or call me back or something, let me know what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye. Bye.